The earthquake in Bam forced Iran to welcome aid from nations long at odds with the country's theocratic regime, but it also coincided with the efforts by Tehran to improve its international relations. Iran has agreed to allow inspections of its nuclear facilities, and it's opened dialogues with European countries for improved trade and stronger diplomatic contacts. The Bush administration made an effort of its own following the earthquake, offering to send an aid delegation led by Senator Elizabeth Dole, the former head of the American Red Cross. Iran put off the offer, saying it was not ready for such a high-level visit. We have a high-level visitor today. Walter Russell Mead is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and a regular guest on our program. Welcome back, Walter.
It's good to be here.
Do you see a serious effort by Iran to improve its standing around the world?
I do. I think the decision to go ahead with the European Union's proposal to open its nuclear facilities up for inspections was a serious step.
Mm-hmm. But what about the saying the timing is not right for a visit by Senator Dole? Was this sort of diplomatic postponing by the Iranians and something that Tehran might actually welcome at some point? Or was it maybe a way to avoid dealing so closely with Washington at this stage?
I think relations with Washington have been a critical issue in Iranian politics really ever since the hostage seizure, when, as you remember, there seemed to be two factions in the Iranian government even then, one that wanted to settle the problem and move on, and the other that saw the anti-Americanism as a kind of a guiding force in the identity of the new Iran. And to some degree, that struggle is still with us today. But what is clear is that the Iranians don't want an all-out confrontation with the U.S. That doesn't necessarily mean that they want to be our best friends or have Elizabeth Dole in for, you know, a barbecue. But they do seem to have backed away from this course of trying to build weapons of mass destruction.
How much of a role do you think the invasion of Iraq played in shaping the thinking of Iran's leaders, as well as the European negotiators who brokered the agreement on weapons inspections?
I think it had a major impact. Certainly the Europeans got much more serious about dealing with the Iranian problem, and the Europeans were trying to preempt stronger action, even military action, by the United States. And I think also the Iranians were very clear. First of all, they were surprised that the Europeans were taking such a strong line, a stronger and firmer line than they'd taken in the past. And then having U.S. troops in Afghanistan on one side of you and Iraq on the other would make you start to think.
Hmm. Libya has also agreed to accept nuclear inspections. So Iran's not alone in trying to mend fences with the West. Did the fall of Baghdad influence the thinking in Tripoli?
It seems to have. Again, you know, Tripoli's rethinking of its embrace of terrorism really, I think, goes back to the Reagan years when U.S. airstrikes almost killed Gaddafi, and that marked the beginning of Libya's long, slow turn away from trying to lead a confrontation against the United States. It's clear that the Libyan regime for some time had been working its way slowly back to normal relationships, but I don't think there's any doubt that the U.S. success in Iraq and the kind of demonstration of just how dangerous it can be to cross George Bush helped them clarify their thinking on this issue.
So overall, in your view, are U.S. relations with countries in the Middle East better or worse than they were a year ago?
Oh, they seem to be better. Syria is now saying to Washington, hey, remember us? We almost had a deal on the Golan Heights. Let's talk. You're ignoring our desire to talk. They've also dropped their opposition to U.S. troops being in Iraq. Jordan and Kuwait are introducing new textbooks that talk about the importance of tolerance and what a terrible thing terrorism is. In Egypt, you see there's a peace mission. They're trying to persuade the radical Palestinians now to stop the violence. Mubarak has said that his son is not his automatic successor. There are really a lot of things going on. Even in Iraq, you're seeing some of the leaders of the Sunni community, both religious and political, now saying, well, wait a minute, we need to start working with the Americans. This resistance thing is not going to be a success, and we need to be involved in the shaping of a new Iraq.
Walter Russell Mead is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He's also the author of Special Providence, American Foreign Policy and How It Changed the World. Thank you very much, Walter.
Thank you.